今天为大家讲一部演讲啊 Why we all need to practice emotion first aid， 翻译过来就是滚蛋吧坏情绪，希望大家喜欢。I grew up with my identical twin, who was an incredibly loving brother. Now, one thing about being a twin is that it makes you an expert at spotting favorism. If his cookie was even slightly bigger than my cookie, I had my question and clearly I wasn't starving. When I became a psychologist, I began to notice favorism of a different kind. That is how much more we value the body than we do the mind.We spent 9 years at university earning my doctorate in psychology, and I can't tell you how many people look at my business card and say, oh, I'm a psychologist, so not a real doctor, as if it should was say that on my card. This favorism we show the body over the mind. And we see it everywhere. I recently was at a friend's house, and their 5-year-old was getting ready for bed.He was standing on a stool by the sink brushing his teeth. When he slipped and scratched his leg on the stool when he fell, he cried for a minute. But then he got back on the stool and reached out for a box of Bran Aids to put one on his cut. Now this kid could barely tie his scoliosis, but he knew you have to cover a cut so it doesn't become infected. And you have to care for your teeth by brushing twice a day.We all know how to maintain our physical health and how to practice dental hygiene, right? We've been knowing it since we were 5-year-old. But what do we know about maintaining our psychological health? Well, nothing. What do we teach our children about emotional hygiene? Nothing. How is it that we spend more time taking care of our teeth than we do our minds?Why is it our physical health is so much more important to us than our psychological health? We sustain psychological injuries even more often than we do physical ones. Injuries like failure or injection or loneliness, and they can also get worse if we ignore them. And then they can impact on our lives in dramatic ways. And yet, even though they are scientifically proven techniques,We could use to treat these kinds of psychological injuries. We don't. It doesn't even occur to us that we should. Oh, you're feeling depressed. Just shake it off. It's all in your head. Can you imagine saying that to somebody with a broken leg? Oh, just walk it off. It's on your leg. It's time we close the gap between our psychological, physical and our psychological health. It is time we made them more equal, more like twins.Speaking of which, my brother is also a psychologist, but he is not a real doctor either. We didn't study together though. In fact, the hardest thing I've ever done in my life is move across the Atlantic to New York City to get my doctorate in psychology. We were apart then for the first time in our lives, and the separation was brutal for both of us. But while he remained among family and friends, I was alone in a new country.We missed each other terribly, but international phones were really expensive then, and we could only afford to speak for 5 minutes a week. When our birthday rolled around, it was the first we would be spending together. We decided to splurge, and that week, we would talk for 10 minutes. I spent the morning pacing around my room, waiting for him to call, and waiting, but the phone didn't ring.Given the time difference, I assume. Okay, he's out with friends. He will call later. There were no cell phones then, but he didn't. And I began to realize that after being away for over 10 months, he no longer missed me the way I miss him. I knew he would call in the next morning. But that night was one of the saddest and longest nights of my life. I woke up the next morning, I glanced down at the phone, and I realized I had kicked it off the hook when pacing the day before.I stumbled out of bed, but I put the phone back on the receiver, and it rang a second later, and it was my brother, and boy, was he pissed. It was the saddest and longest night of his life as well. Now I tried to explain what happened, but he said, I don't understand. If you saw I wasn't calling you, why didn't you just pick up the phone and call me? He was right. Why didn't I call him? I didn't have an answer then, but I do today. It's a simple one. Loneliness. Loneliness creates a deep psychological wound, one that distorts our perception and scrambles our thinking. It makes us believe that those around us care much less than they actually do. It makes us really afraid to reach out, because they set yourself up for rejection and a heart attack when your heart is already aching more than you can stand. I was in the grips of real loneliness back then, but I was surrounded by people all day, so it never occurred to me. But loneliness is defined purely subjectively. It depends solely on whether you feel emotionally or socially disconnected from those around you, and I did. There's a lot of research on loneliness, and all of it's horrifying. Loneliness won't just make you miserable. It will kill you. I'm not kidding. Chronic loneliness increases your likelihood of an early death of 14%. Loneliness causes high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even suppress the functioning of your immune system, making you vulnerable to all kinds of illness and diseases. In fact, scientists have concluded that taken together, chronic loneliness poses as significant a risk for your long-term health and longevity as cigarette smoking. Now, cigarette packs come with warnings saying, this could kill you, but loneliness doesn't. And that's why it's so important that we prioritize our psychological health. That we practice emotional hygiene, because you can't treat a psychological wound if you don't even know you're injured. Loneliness isn't the only psychological wound that distorts our perceptions and misleads us. Failure does that as well. I once visited a daycare center where I saw three toddlers play with identical plastic toys. You had to slide the red button and a cute doggy would pop out. One little girl tried pulling the purple button and then pushing it. And then she just sat back and looked back at the box with her lower lip trembling. The little boy next to her watched this happen and then turned to his box and burst into tears without even touching it. Meanwhile, another little girl tried everything she could think of until she slid the red button. The cute doggy popped out, and she squealed with delight. So, three toddlers with identical plastic toys, but with very different reactions to failure. The first two toddlers were perfectly capable of sliding a red button. The only thing that prevented them from succeeding was that their mind tricked them into believing they could not. Now, adults get tricked this way as well, all the time. In fact, we all have a default set of feelings and beliefs that gets triggered whenever we encounter frustration and setbacks. Are you aware of how your mind reacts to failure? You need to be, because if your mind tries to convince you you're incapable of something and you believe it, then like those two toddlers, you'll begin to feel helpless, and you'll stop trying too soon, or you won't even try it at all, and then you'll be even more convinced you can't succeed. You see, that's why so many people function below their actual potential, because somewhere along the way, sometimes a single failure convinced them that they couldn't succeed, and they believed it. Once we become convinced of something, it's very difficult to change our mind. I learned that lesson the hard way when I was a teenager with my brother. We were driving with friends down a dark road at night when a police car stopped us. There had been a robbery in the area and they were looking for suspects. The officer approached the car and he shined with his flashlight on the driver, then on my brother in the front seat, and then on me. And his eyes opened wide and he said, where have I seen your face before? And I said, in the front seat. But that made no sense to him whatsoever. So now, he thought I was on drugs. So he drags me out of the car. He searches me. He marches me over to the police car. And only when he verified I didn't have a police record. Could I show him I have a twin in the front seat? But even as we were driving away, you could see by the look on his face that he was convinced that I was getting away with something. Our mind is hard to change once we become convinced, so it might be very natural to feel demoralized and defeated after you fail. but you cannot allow yourself to become convinced you can't succeed. You have to fight feelings of helplessness. You have to gain control over the situation. You have to break this kind of negative cycle before it begins. Our minds and our feelings, they are not the trustworthy friends we thought they were. They are more like a really moody friend. We can be totally supportive one minute, and really unpleasant the next. I once worked with this woman who, after 20 years marriage and an extremely ugly divorce, was finally ready for his first date. She had met this guy online, and he seemed nice and he seemed successful. And the most importantly, he seemed really into her. So he was very excited. He bought a new dress, and they met at an upscale New York City bar for a drink. 10 minutes into the date, the man stands up and says, "I'm not interested," and walks out. Rejection is extremely painful. The woman was so hurt, but she couldn't move. All she could do was call a friend. Here's what the friend said. "Well, what do you expect? You have big hips. You have nothing interesting to say. Why would a handsome, successful man like that ever go out with a loser like you?" Shocking, right? That a friend could be so cruel. But it would be much less shocking if I told you it wasn't the friend who said that. It was that the woman said to herself. And that's something we all do, especially after rejection. We all start thinking of our faults and all our shortcomings. What we wish we were, what we wish we weren't. We call ourselves names. Maybe not as harshly, but we all do it. And it's interesting that we do, because our self-esteem is already hurt. Why would we want to go and damage it even further? We wouldn't make a physical injury worse on purpose. You wouldn't get a cut on your arm and decide, "Oh, I know, I'm going to take a knife and see how much deeper I can make it." The problem is the urge to ruminate can feel really strong and really important. So it is difficult to it's a difficult habit to stop. I know this for a fact, because a little over a year ago, I developed the habit myself. You see, my twin brother was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. His cancer was extremely aggressive. He had visible tumors all over his body, and he had to start a harsh course of chemotherapy. And I couldn't stop thinking about what he was going through. I couldn't stop thinking about how much he was suffering. Even though he never complained, not once. He had this incredibly positive attitude. His psychological health was amazing. I was physically healthy, but psychologically I was a mess. But I knew what to do. Studies tell us that even a 2-minute distraction is sufficient to break the urge to ruminate in that moment. And so each time, I had a upsetting, negative thought. I forced myself to concentrate on something else until the urge passed. And within 1 week, my whole outlook changed and became more positive and more hopeful. 9 weeks after he started chemotherapy, my brother had a CT scan, and I was by his side when he got the results. All the tumors were gone. He still had 3 more rounds of chemotherapy to go, but we knew that he would recover. This picture was taken 2 weeks ago. Can you imagine what the world would be like if everyone was psychologically healthier? If there were less loneliness and less depression, if people knew how to overcome failure, if they felt better about themselves and more empowered, if they were happier and more fulfilled. I can, because that's the world I want to live in. That's the world my brother wants to live in as well. And if you just become informed and change a few simple habits, well, that's the world we can all live in. Thank you very much. 好了，那给大家讲完了哈。那什么意思呢哈？很简单啊，不是太难。我和我的双胞胎哥哥一起长大，他是个富有爱心的好兄弟。要知道，作为双胞胎，你很快就在一件事上成为专家，就是什么？注意到偏爱。如果他的饼干比我大哪怕一点点，我就会质疑。当然呢，我也没有被饿着。那么这里有一个非常重要的单词叫做偏爱哈。Spotting favoritism. Spotting favoritism, 就是这个 spotting, 就是发现定位的意思啊，定位。Favoritism, 就是这个偏爱的意思啊，爱好。偏爱。 这个定位的偏爱。当我成为一名心理学家时呢，当我成为一名心理学家的时候，我开始注意到另一种不同的偏爱，那就是我们赋予我们身体的比精神更多的价值。我们花了九年时间获得心理啊，我花了九年时间获得心理学博士，但不知道有多少人看了我的面说，哦，心理学原来不心理学家 ，not a real doctor， 不是真正的医生，就好像我的名片上就该明确的说明似的。这种对身体多于精神的偏爱随处可见。我最近在朋友家，他们五岁的小孩准备上床睡觉，他站在小凳子上，在水池边刷牙，然后他滑了一下，摔倒的时候刮了他的腿，他哭了一下，随后就爬起来了，站回小凳子上，拿了一个创可贴贴在他的伤口上。这孩子刚学会系鞋带，但他都知道要保护伤口以免感染，同时呢，还要一天刷两次牙来保护牙齿。我们都知道怎样保持身体的健康，还有怎样保持牙齿卫生。那么 hygiene 啊，叫做 teeth hygiene， 就叫做卫生 ，hygiene 是卫生，对不对？我们从五岁起就知道这些东西了，但是我们知道怎样保持精神上的健康呢？完全不知道。我们教给孩子们情绪保健吗？完全没有。为什么我们花在牙齿的时间比花在精神上的时间还多呢？为什么我们那么重视身体健康，远远多于心理健康呢？我们承受心理上的伤害比身体上多得多，例如失败、被拒绝、孤独。如果我们忽视他们，情况也会恶化。他们同样也会给我们带来重大的影响。然而，虽然有科学证实的疗法来帮助 therapy 疗法，我们知道这些心理上伤害，但我们却不采取行动。我们甚至都没有注意到我们应该采取的行动。你感到抑郁了吗？别去想了，都在你脑袋里面。你能想象对一个骨折的人说这么的话吗？哦，走走就好，都在你的腿上。It's all on your legs。我们应该消除这种对身体和精神健康的区别对待。我们应该把两者对等起来，像双胞胎一样。Equal， 啊，对等的意思。说起双胞胎，我哥哥也是个心理医生，所以呢，他也不是真正的医生。我们不是在一起上的学，事实上，我这辈子经历过最困难的事就是跨过大西洋。那么这块哈。Across the Atlantic to New York City to get my doctorate in psychology. 穿过这个大西洋去纽约城，去得到我的这个博士学 doctorate, 博士头衔，在心理学上。I was alone in a new country. We missed each other terribly, but international phone calls were really expensive then.And we could only afford to speak for 5 minutes a week. 我说每天我们只能说五分钟一周。When our birthday rolled around, 当我们的生日过来的时候呢 ，It was the first we wouldn't be spending together. 可能是啊，第一次我们无法就是一起花时间啊，一起花时间一起待在一起。We decide to splurge. 那么 splurge 什么意思呢？挥霍的意思。S-P-L-U-R-G 挥霍。这周呢我们说了十分钟。第二天早上我醒来，我看了一下我的手机。 I realized I kicked off the hook when pacing the day before. I stumbled out of bed, put the phone back on the receiver. 我发现呢，我瞅了一眼电话，我意识到来回踱步的时候呢，我把电话线踹了下来。我迷迷糊糊的跳下了床。我刚把电话插回接口，一秒钟这话就响了，是我哥，他可气坏了。那也是他一生中最伤心、最漫长的一夜。当我跟他解释事情的经过，他说：“我不明白，你看我没给你打，你为什么不打给我？”他说的对，我为什么不打给他呢？我当时无法解释，但我现在明白了，非常简单的原因，叫做 loneliness。啊，孤独。Loneliness creates a deep psychological wound. 孤独呢，在我们这个深刻的心理上，产生了一个非常深刻的伤口。One that distorts our perception and scrambles our thinking. 这个东西它扭曲我们的这个理解。Scrambles 叫做这个啊乱爬的意思啊，在我们的思维里面乱爬来爬去。他让我们相信的这些我们周围的人呢不怎么关心我们。啊，这都是 还有一些技能是 chronic loneliness。什么叫做 chronic loneliness？ 慢性的、长期的 ，chronic chronic loneliness increases your likelihood of an early death by 14%。啊，叫慢性长期的这个孤独啊。But lonely doesn't, and that's why it's so important that we prioritize our psychological health. 这就是为什么我们 prioritize， 就叫做这个。排除优先级哈，我们的心理的健康 ，practice emotional hygiene， 我们情感上的卫生，我们要锻炼出自己情感上的卫生。I saw three toddlers play. Toddlers 什么意思呢？学步的小孩哈 ，T-O-D-D-L-E-R， toddler。他们这帮玩这个非常显著的这个塑料玩具 ，You had to slide the red button and a cute doggy will pop out。你必须要滑这个红色的按钮。然后一个可爱的小狗就会 pop 出来。讲这个实验哈，然后一个男孩看到小女孩玩这个小狗以后呢，他吓坏了，他没怎么把这个盒子打开啊，他就开始哭。那有一个小女孩打开之后呢，就开始乐，因为她觉得小狗特别可爱。She squealed with delight. Squeal 什么意思呢？叫做发出尖叫。Delight 是高兴的意思。那么有还有一些非常重要的词组哈。And only when he verified I didn't have a police record, could I show him I had a twin in the front seat. 只有当他去 verify, 什么叫做 verify? 验证核实。只有当他去验证说我没有这个警察记录。啊，我没有这个警察的记录，我才可以去告诉他。我车前面有一个双胞胎。 But even as we were driving away, you could see by the look on his face, he was convinced that I was getting away with something. 然后就是讲这个作者遇到了一个茬，说这个警察拦下去就觉得这个脸长得非常面熟，像个罪犯。完了结果经过一番查了，发现他又不是。但尽管这样呢，啊，这个警察还是对他非常保持怀疑。那么还有一些非常重要的单词 CAT scan， 什么叫做 CAT scan？ 啊，就是 X 射线啊 ，computerized axial tomography， 叫做这个轴向层面 X 射线摄影法 ，scan 就是扫描的意思。All the tumors were gone， 所有的肿瘤都消失了。He said three more rounds of chemotherapy， 化疗 ，chemotherapy to go。But he knew he would recover. This picture was taken 2 weeks ago. 你可以想象这个世界会当所有人都是非常心理健康的吗？如果 there were less loneliness and less depression， 如果这里有更少的孤独，还有更少的这个 depression 沮丧。If people knew how to overcome failure, if they felt better about themselves and more empowered， 如果他们感觉自己更加的好。或者是更加 empowered， 更加具有授权有权 empower。If they were happier and more fulfilled， 如果他们更加快乐，更加充实。I can because that's the world I want to live in， and that's the world my brother wants to live in as well。And if you just become informed and change a few simple habits， well， that's the world we can all live in。如果你就想变得非常 informed， 有学识，或者是改变一些非常简单的习惯。那么这个世界呢，我们都可以活得非常的好。好了，我给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。